How Much Control Do We Have Over Our Own Education? This piece by Harvey Dinnerstein pushes boundaries and challenges viewers to think outside the box. Depicting a mob attacking a school bus, this oil painting was created in 1972 in response to an event in South Carolina involving people charging school buses in hopes to stop integration into white schools. Harvey Dinnerstein is an artist from Brooklyn, New York, and is constantly trying to capture the beauty and culture of the city and of unique people. In this painting, a mob of adults is hitting a school bus with clubs and axes. The adults in this painting somehow remind me of some adults today. It seems as though parents have taken over control of their children's education. Often unknowingly, the adult has the upper hand in making a majority of the decisions for the child. What school they attend, ability for extracurricular activities, permission for field trips and special occasions, it all comes down to the parents' decisions. And many times, angry parents are the root of uprisings against the school system or outlashes towards teacher and staff. They are just protecting the children, you cry. But in order to protect the children, we need to listen to them. Listen to what they have to say. Discuss with them a plan of action for a mean teacher or unfair assignments. Anger is not always the solution. A simple meeting with the teacher or principal may be all a child needs to get the treatment they deserve. If you look at only half the painting as if to eliminate the school bus completely, the visual of the attackers looks almost like a painting from the Civil War. Is the fight for safer schools somewhat a civil war of its own? Will anything ever truly be resolved? Can kids ever have a say in their education? These are just a few questions that we can only hope to be answered.